It's a little after six. I'd like to call the Town of Charlestown's meeting to order. Prosper, can you do the Pledge of Allegiance? Can you see you're standing still?
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. One nation.
Is Curtis on?
Yep.
Hi, Curtis.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right. I know we have an agenda, but we will be moving some things around because Commissioner Wood is leaving early. So like to
You can't do that.
We have a quorum for that?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you were
here. Oh, yeah, because we need you to be here.
Yep.
He did.
Oh, there he is. What's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I wasn't at this one.
Yes, you were. It says attended on Zoom.
You didn't. You were here.
This one?
Mm-hmm. For January 24th, yeah.
Yes. Says
Lou Wood was not in attendance.
There was one we didn't, you know what, there was one before that we didn't get to approve because we didn't have a.
It was this one.
It was one before that one. There was been the January, the.
January 10th. Because
yeah.
I was sick last
yeah.
month.
Right.
Okay.
So we couldn't, we had to do that one.
Right. So I don't think it's this one we can do.
It's the 10th or the 24th.
It was Carl, Jeff, and Renee.
Right.
Yeah.
They can do this one.
We can have Renee, Jeff, and Curtis, so you can do
the 10th. That's what I said.
We can't do the 24th, though. Because it was just me, you, and Carl here for the 24th.
Yeah, and we did that one. We did that one. Okay. This is the one that...
I'm confused.
Okay, I only see one meeting minute in here in this packet, that's and it's right. The 24th.
Doesn't take much to get me confused. I'm already confused.
No, we cannot approve this.
We can do the 10th.
But you can do the 10th. I don't think she has the second.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the minutes for January the 10th.
I'll second that because me, you, and Curtis can vote on that.
Was I not?
Yeah, you were here for the 10th.
For the 10th, okay. Yes, I was. All right.
So the 10th, yes?
Yeah, yes. The 24th, no. We cannot do anything. So.
He's motion, yes.
She's second.
All in favor?
Aye.
For the January 10th meeting.
For January 10th. Right. You can vote on that.
That's what I can't.
Oh, you can't.
I abstain.
Aye.
Aye.
Curtis?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that is the one. Yes.
And the 24th, we cannot because we don't have a quorum for that.
Right.
Okay. I was confused.
Yeah,
it was just me. Us.
It confused all of them.
I did.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. Accounts payable. Paid the bills.
It's a big one.
Sorry for the confusion on the minutes, everybody.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not
your fault. I think everybody's been sad for something with that.
I have two large kidney stones.
Oh, I'm sure probably.
I know. It's painful. This past month, I was not feeling myself.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big one.
The big one is so,
91,000. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve 114,165.02.
I'll second it.
There's a first and a second. Is there, let's take this to a vote. Do we approve?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Did he say
yes? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you turn that up just a hair?
Him? Yeah.
Miller Environmental. Is there anybody here for Miller?
No.
Jeff, did you want to read that?
I think. Okay. Water withdrawal summary. The total monthly water withdrawal for 2023 was 3,921,000 gallons, and last year it was 2,988,000 gallons. The average daily water withdrawal was 126,484 gallons, and this year and the last year was 96,387. The minimum daily water withdrawal for this year was 67,000 gallons, and last year it was 53,000 gallons. The maximum daily water withdrawal for 2023 was 332,000 gallons this year, and last year it was 156,000 gallons. That's a big difference.
Good on you.
Well, the sewer plant actually hooked up to us.
Yes.
And
hear it though.
I think they are right now. But they were.
That's why it was a big jump.
There was a jump.
Okay. Total positive coliform samples were zero. And then other stuff is just maintenance. You know, when we read out of this, no. Okay. That's about it for that then.
Does anybody have any questions about Miller Environmental?
No.
Brian, did we get that taken care of? The water issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Sansky on? Okay.
We had 10 patrol shifts. They were all covered. They used 10 hours of patrol time. We had one traffic citation written by radar. Two warnings were issued. And there was 14 community contacts.
Okay,
all right,
I
wouldn't
know what it was.
I'm sorry. Yes. I don't like saying this on here, but yes, we did.
So that was one radar what?
One radar citation.
And are we getting the...
We do have them for the ice splash. We have two officers on duty for that day.
Do we have... Are we getting our logs?
No. As you can see, we do not have the... Did you get one?
You get one what?
Did you get the logs? Yeah.
We're getting a few of them. We're not getting it. We're not getting 10 shifts for it.
Okay. Well, 10 hours is all we got.
We've gotten, it's the last page of your report.
Okay.
The patrol staff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So that's the one that we want. So as long as
we've been asking for.
That's all we've asked for.
And we're still getting them submitted daily through the mail slot.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That's what we asked for. So that's, this is the one that we asked for, guys, actually, that we weren't getting. Renee, this one. So that's a step up in the right direction.
It is a step up in the right direction. Yes, they're coming through the mail slot too.
Yeah. Even though it's much easier now because we only have 10 hours.
Right, right. It's wintertime hours right now.
Two and a half shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we need to get it, keep it that way. That's for getting them to us.
Only question is old form.
Yeah.
I've not seen that yet.
You haven't seen it?
No. Okay. I don't know what it looks like, but they're, it's been more consistent lately where it's just written down on a sheet of paper.
Okay. And they may not still have the old form. I can ask him. Some of the new kids may not have them or know where to find them. So, and then they come in and think, I don't have it. And they at least want to get something turned in to us. And I told them, I don't care if it's written on the back of a box top. Get something turned in that says you were here. So
what we've been getting through the mail slot, we're scanning, we're saving.
Okay, good.
I was getting complaints on the police.
Well, I get them all the time.
with what happened over on my side of town. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is a resident over there. I asked her because she said she was texting an officer and calling. I asked her to send me what she's been doing and she didn't, but I'm just telling you. I guess at that particular residence, people have been, this person has called every day. Officers either do not respond to her or they do not come out.
Okay. Tell her to just bring what she has to me.
I told her.
So I can see it. And that way I can take it up the chain.
Yeah. And I told her I needed.
Yeah.
Proof, but yeah. I'm just making you aware.
That's great. If she can just. Just ask her to She said it was either an inbox or a text. I'm not really sure that on the one person that she'd been talking to, but there the other times is that she was calling and
nobody's responding.
Nobody's responding.
Okay, that's a problem. And they do go, it's recorded when you call in. Everybody knows that. So,
and if she has the fact that we've been told in the past, keep calling. If that's not happening, that's a problem too. Yes. So if
she can bring that stuff to me and I can have it and I don't need to take it from her. I just need to document it and then go up the chain of command.
Okay.
And which I will gladly do.
Okay. Bobby.
This is for January. We're saying we dug out the ditches on Calvert Street, moved it to create like a swale to keep the water off the road there. So we dug it out, seeded it, strawed it. That was something that we did. We took the snow fence down at the footlog where the footlog project was to make access there for people to get down there because it was blocking it off. So I was asked by a resident, and so we went ahead and took it down and just kind of bring it down for them so people could get in there. We replaced a bunch of different radios and meters all across town so it could work off the new system. So we've been doing a lot of that. I mean, we're hands-on for that all over town. We did a little painting over at the post office. We took down the Christmas tree at the town hall. It's all the summer town here because it was time to come down. And then we put that away in the wreaths for the winter. We fixed and painted over the graffiti at the skate park, which seems to keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to paint it as fast as it goes on there so people stop painting. I think that's the best way to get rid of it because then they can't admire it. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to ditch it as quick as it goes on there. And we're beating them, but they're kind of getting us a little bit here and there. So that's been a little bit of a thing. And we're picking up a lot of trash down there. So we're actually going down there twice a month. I mean, not a month, a week. It's accumulating. I mean, they're just leaving stuff. So I got the guys going down there and just doing extra. Go in there and make sure it looks good for the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're going to leave. Okay. We actually had a lot of stuff on the beaches. So we really, I know it's the middle of winter, but we had to actually do a beach cleanup. So we cleaned Veterans Park because there was a lot of branches and debris and junk. It was just all over. It didn't stink like it does in the summer, but it just was an eyesore. So we did Veterans Park. We did the fishing pier. We did all the debris on Calvert, which is Sandy Beach, and all the branches and stuff from there. Okay. Also, during this month, we started doing our maintenance reports on the parks to get an early jump on what we can do to make our schedule for spring. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps to put a list together on the things that we see. So we're kind of putting that together now. So we're doing a lot of them reports. The town's cut down a couple trees down there in Charlestown, Chesapeake Road. We cleaned all the wood up from that for the tree taken down. We get a better deal. We take it out of there. During the course of the, doing the meters, change outs, a lot of the crocks need to be raised up, not a lot, but some. So, which entails you got to go in there and dig it up, put an extension on it, put the lid back down, put all the dirt back. So, we've been doing a lot of that. We passed some potholes. As Jeff, I'll tell you, we did. They did a couple over there, and we did some in front of the CDOC and a number of different streets here. I don't really have all the streets, but CDOC, the Trinity Woods, and across from on. Other areas in town. And then, of course, we did the brush pickups and the bulk and basic every month stuff. So that's pretty much what I got. Any questions?
Bobby, can you take pictures of the tagging before you take it off or paint over it for me?
Yes.
Because they're a brand, and I need the brands.
It's wild.
I know.
They're good at what they do. Yeah.
But I think I
they get in and out of there, so we don't really get this, you know.
Yeah, just take pictures of it on your phone or something and send it to me.
Anything
else? Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah, no worries.
I need to move two things up. The lawn chair. So what?
Because on our own.
Oh, the Market Street.
Yeah.
Let's start with Market Street. The paving.
So you guys should have in your packet Market Square. I think that's why the town owns that little piece of land in between the fire company and the Market Street Cafe. We did get, I know we've talked about it. I know it's under old business because we've talked about this in the past, how much of a safety issue there is along Market Street, that patch especially. The gap, I'll say, in between the sidewalks there. What we did was we went ahead and just got cost estimates on paving that portion, as well as the town portion, as well as the privately owned portion at the end, at the south end of the property towards connecting with Layton Street. Just so we had an idea of, you know, how much it would cost to, because it's not just putting 2 inches. The 3 inches of top coat down there. It's
never been done.
Milling.
No. Not for a long time.
Yeah.
So we have those in the packet. I think, you know, in looking into that, it also just, I think, reminded us here in talking with the town attorney about it. Boy, the town should really sell that piece of land that we own in between the two. And I think our next steps for that is getting an appraisal done. State tax assessment has a value for it, but they're typically.
I looked all through SureScan for the lease.
Yeah, we couldn't find it either.
I cannot find it. And I know that was done long before I moved into town.
We looked for that many years ago.
The fire company had their board meeting last night, and they have, I guess, meeting minutes from December of 1998. That said, the lease started, 75-year lease on that town-owned portion. And it sounds like it was basically for the fire company to use it.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
I knew it was.
I don't know any more than that.
Yeah.
I knew because I moved here in 96, 97. So I knew it was before I got involved with all this stuff, but I just never saw it.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
So I think we need to find that lease agreement and get an appraisal. And then I think we're ready to.
Well, we also need to discuss with the fire department if we can break the lease.
Right.
The only problem is with that lease, they still have 50 plus years on there. It's going to be hard to break that lease, especially with what they have there. They have a fire department there. And the other problem is that when you go to sell this, it does sound good to sell it, but it depending on who you sell to, after 50 years, they can say, okay, you're no longer allowed to be here as a firehouse. And then Charlestown has no firehouse in 50 years. It might not bother us. But down the road, it could. There's a lot of. The town shouldn't own it. They really shouldn't. It's a mess.
Curtis, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
What we're talking about is just in between the two buildings, not the actual property that the building is sitting on or the hill right there.
Last time I talked to Brian, we were talking about the hill. Everything goes with it. That isn't it all one town. Doesn't the town own that where the hill is, where the I thought it all went together, Brian.
Just that Lake Hillman, like.
I think you're ending.
Let me pull it up here. I think they're separate. I believe they have two different tax account numbers on here. Mm-hmm. Let me share it on the screen quick.
Because what the only thing I could find on ShoreScan is town-owned property, mm-hmm. and it's just that little piece
in the center.
In the center. And I think it's done because of the swap, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was the swap?
Fireman's Lot.
Fireman's Field.
That happened in 98.
What was the purpose? What was the purpose of Charlestown wanting to own that?
What? The swap. When we did the Fireman's Field for the place over here.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that back around 1998?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a 50.
I know you still have a 50-year lease on that.
And rent's been paid in 25 years in advance.
Right.
So
we're only talking about this there, that where the macadam is in the middle of the two places. That's the only. I thought that was right. The only place we were talking about.
Correct.
We lease the whole between the firehouse and...
Oh, yeah, I know that, but Curtis, I thought we were only talking about where we could go ahead and
I just thought it was all together. That's what I thought. I'm sorry. That's what I was told. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I still think they're two separate.
It all depends how you look at this lot, how it's marked out here. It kind of looks like it's all one lot.
Separate tax numbers.
Yeah, but it could still happen that way.
Well, yeah, you're right, Curtis. I mean, that's why we have to find that lease agreement.
Yeah.
Maybe it says the two different tax account numbers.
You don't have your lease?
We don't. We haven't been able to find it yet.
I went into ShoreScan. I looked up under fire department. I looked under leases. I've looked under, I just tried to like, the years, I can't find it. But
search meeting minutes in 1998.
It's got to be before 98. I think it's before 98.
I think it was done before I moved here.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think it goes back to when asked Doc Gale.
Were you Steve?
Or Steve. Mm-hmm.
I know it was done before I moved here because it was. There was no parking in between at one time because
right. You were allowed to park there. And there wasn't, and when we first moved here back in 80, well, it was 79. I think that was all grass.
It was all grass.
There wasn't anything.
So if the fire department hides that, can Market Street customers park there along the edge?
No. They'd have to ask.
So how is that
going to
affect their business?
Oh, it affects a lot.
That's what I mean. Like, it's a source. Yeah. A source of, regardless, it needs, but it's just dangerous through there. I mean, even if the town's talking about selling it, all you're doing is putting more value of that piece of property by new blacktop. It's just, it's horrible right there. It's dangerous. I mean, from the pictures, you can see it's dangerous for anybody to even walk.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
It's a horrible situation. It's sad that the town's even involved in that.
And the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody, all three of them's kind of, one way or the other, somebody's going to get jammed up here.
Yeah.
One way or the other. You can't make somebody mad at each other there because somebody's going to lose.
How much did McGurk say to do that front, especially that front section? That front section is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got two bids here. So the state portion, $1,800, $1,843.60.
Okay.
And then the town owned portion, $14,907.
Oh, shit.
And then the other estimate we got from Cerny.
It's a combo of both.
$31,000?
Yeah.
Huh?
Let me get my map here. For the state area, 6,000.
Yeah.
And then for the town portion, it's 26,100.
Yeah. So for a total of 31,500. And actually, that's wrong. That would be 32.
It's 32,000.
Yeah.
I think that's so right. This would be a combination of the 18 and the 14 on McGurk's, right?
1800.
Yeah.
14,000.
Okay.
So if you do the math, I mean,
15,707. It's literally like half.
Okay.
Less than half.
And really, all we're doing is it's better in the town. Maybe not for some people's eyes, but it really does.
We only got two bids. That's all we could get.
It's only gonna, yeah.
Well, I think
we need to go with McGurk and get it done. I understand that.
Yeah.
I would just caution that we.
I know.
Find this lease agreement.
Oh, I agree with that, but find the lease agreement.
Yeah.
But
that if we put that money out, we can recoup it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but why couldn't we recoup it? Because now our property is worth more money. You know what I mean?
If it's our land, right? Yep. Who are we going to recoup it from? We're only doing what we are supposed to on our land.
No, that's what I mean. He was talking about if we ever want to sell it, how do we recoup it?
So,
for more, because you paved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to make more money if we take care of it.
What about the state? Do we have to get permission for them before we do the $1,800 on their portion?
I think they would.
Even okay,
I think they're going to pay us back.
Yeah, they're going to pay us back the $1,800. They just said they don't have time to do it.
Hang up before.
Right. Yeah.
This is old business. Yeah. About this.
But I mean, this is also talk about old business. This is definitely old business.
Yeah. I don't think the state is going to pay us back for that state portion the last time.
So they're not going to fix that, even though it's theirs.
No, they're not going to fix it.
Exactly.
I think they say, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it.
I know. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So are we just going to keep putting this off and just say,
years to get the sidewalk? So
let's just keep, you know, shoving this underneath the carpet again.
I say we do it and then try to get the money back.
I motion that we pay to get this McGurk to pave the town's partial and then the state partial there.
I mean, it's the center of the town. We're already looking at, you know, putting town hall here doing all that, putting out however much money. And then you still want to have that section there where people can fall, slip, trip, get hurt, get injured. And we'll just let that look like crap.
Yep.
And it's on the way to the Tory house. And the firehouse should be like one of our shining glories. When you come down Bladen, what do you see?
Firehouse.
You see the firehouse and you see the river.
We have insurance.
Yeah. So do we.
Yeah, but you don't want to use it after somebody falls and trips and everything, because then that insurance is going up.
We have insurance.
And it's like, but I don't think it's going to come back on you. I think it's going to come back on the town.
They would do both.
Yeah, they was going to come after everybody.
Part of it, you know, just part of my discomfort anyway, and it's just my opinion, without having that lease agreement and the details.
Yeah.
I hesitate paving it.
I agree. I think we should get the lease. I think we should find the lease.
But regardless on the lease, what is the lease going to settle the blacktop? What's the lease going to really settle? I mean, regardless, even if we ever sold it, we're just valuing the property. But as the meantime, the town owns it, and they're liable for someone getting hurt. I mean, and it's been on record so many times about getting this fixed, and the town keeps pushing it off. That's even worse as a town. I mean, it's been brought to attention several times. I've had other people tell me that people fell.
So the town attorney just suggested that the town sell the property, get it appraised, sell the property, try to find that lease agreement. If we sell it, whoever buys it, they can pave it.
Are you wanting to sell the property?
I don't see that. Why do we want to sell it? You know what? I'm a big proponent. I'm for liability.
That's what I mean. Liability fixed. Once you sell something,
especially property, it's gone forever. You don't get to go, oops, no, we didn't want to do that. You know, that's done. That's gone forever. And that is right in the center of town. And we will not own that anymore.
Just from a liability perspective, the town attorney said, hey, you know, comparing park land versus, let's say, a paper street versus a parking lot, which this is. The parking lot's got the highest liability. You said sell it because of that.
But you bet to sell it, then you are going to need to find that lease agreement and everything, because you don't know, just because it's got two tax numbers, you don't know for sure if that is actually split.
And
or
we're finding out they've paid in advance for 25
and
years.
And they've already paid.
So
we could pay them back.
Maybe.
That's a breach of contract.
Is this a commissioner's decide, or is this?
Brian, listen, not to be mean, no disrespect to you. No disrespect to Brian or anything, but what I'm saying is the town owns it now. We've been talking about this for many years. It keeps going, and then there's someone to stop it. Mm-hmm. I understand what the lawyer's saying, but the lawyer's not getting complaints, and he don't come out and see our streets and see the spots that are causing issues for people to even walk down our road. And it's horrible sight. As of right now, the town owns it, and we should take control of that issue. Regardless, if we sell it, we get our money back for what we paved it for. But regardless, what if this goes on for another year? So we're going to let it look like that for another year? I mean, you have to look outside, too, a little bit, and can't count on or just think about what one person's saying. The lawyer's saying sell it. What if it goes on another year? So we got nothing accomplished. Hey,
Curtis, I'm just going to put a motion out there that we go ahead and we accept Mike McGurk's proposal here to go ahead and pave that, including the state front and the side piece. And I believe I added that up in the amount of $15,707.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Lou.
I do believe we need to also come up with that lease.
Save it, and then we sell it for more. That's all. Okay.
That's why I said we're going to get our money back regardless.
Maybe interested in buying it. I don't know.
Or Market Street.
Another street.
Okay, but we need to kind of move on with some things because we only have Lou for about 15 minutes. Okay. the Settlemyer lawn care contract. Is this put out for bid?
No. It was. That's
why. Or is there an add-on to the previous bid that?
So this bid was put out in 2021.
Oh.
And we had Settlemyer awarded the contract at that time. The town commissioners renewed the contract last year, and Settlemyer has given us in your packets is their new price. It's gone up 10% since last year, but
what hasn't?
Yeah, 10%.
And he kept his prices the same for 2 years.
Yeah, he did. He held them.
He did.
Where is the amount? Where is it? The amount?
It's that bright line.
Fine.
Oh, sorry, that green.
On the back.
There it is.
The meeting packet, you know, is in order as an agenda.
Right.
And we're jumping around the agenda.
Sorry.
There it is.
I'm sorry. For this amount, we do need to put it out
for a bit.
I like him and everything, but for the amounts, we do need to put it up. And we can always do our discretion, but we do need to put it out for bid. That's my opinion on that.
So everybody knows what we're looking at. It's $33,300. So I do not feel comfortable. I'm with Renee on that.
Well,
it needs to go out for a bid.
By the town charter, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Anything over 10? Oh,
there's the other one.
I do. I do like Settlemyer, though.
Curtis, what do you think?
We weren't locked into that one, right? We didn't give him a 3 or 5 year. Yeah, I didn't.
Curtis?
I'd say we get a price on it. I mean, just one price really ain't acceptable for the town. Yes, they do good work, but we do when it's something like that. We should probably look into another price to help, you know, for the town.
And I'm looking at that RFP I mean, I don't see anything in there that clearly says we can renew.
Okay. Yes. Needs to, well, it doesn't matter. For that amount, we still need to.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, how did that work for you guys? Yeah.
Yeah, they did, right? Yeah,
it's
fine.
I mean, they did the places that they did and everything was good with you guys and gave you enough help or?
Yeah, it was fine. Okay. We do cut a lot of areas, don't get me wrong.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You guys still cut a lot on your own.
Three quarters. I mean, they just cut the bigger fields.
Right.
Bobby came up with a list last season.
Right.
That's pretty substantial.
That they cut there.
We still know.
Right.
Not a lot.
So if we go ahead and put this out for
that's bid,
do we want to change?
That's what I was asking him about.
I will say, though, back in before we went with, we were paying $50,000 a year to grow grass here.
But
so,
you know, with John,
that's because Bobby and them,
$50,000 plus.
They do over, I would say, over three quarters of the mowing.
Yeah,
and we still do.
Yeah,
they do like
some. That was the reason why we, you know, went with the I thought
we could go back to it.
Well, yeah. Why don't you look at it too and get with Brian?
Yeah, let's go back.
Look at it again.
That's the reason why you have an extra guy now, though. You know.
No,
but they're getting busier and busier.
That's what I'm saying. But while we did this, we hired a third guy that got him on full time.
You have 5 minutes.
Yeah, but we weren't going off.
Yeah, okay. Just get with him though on that.
Christmas decoration. When I came on the board, we were talking about the fact that we want to make us one town, not this side of town and across Route 7 for the developments. And people have been talking about our shell decorations. Which I still think we should put them up in the summertime. But people have been asking about more traditional Christmas decorations through the town, including over in the development. One of the things that we were talking about a year ago is to make it more traditional with a green wreath, red ribbon, with the poles that have outlet to have the white lights on it. No ornaments on there. And the reason I'm saying that is after talking to our rep yesterday, these are good for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they said is if we buy it, Bobby, is to have a pole and slide them like this instead of laying them like this, that they'll last longer.
Fine, whatever the instructions are, we'll follow.
No, to have this when we store them, to slide them on a pole instead of laying them on top of each other.
Yeah, we
can do that.
We
store
the other ones
just like that.
Just like that, right?
Okay,
now.
Yeah. That was one thing that they said. I am in agreement, and I don't know what the rest of the board feels about not having the red berries on the wreaths and just have a plain green with the white. But this would be down here, not at the top, and it would be on both sides.
Yep.
Okay. These will last the same amount of time with the material that's on there. So this will be about 15 years as well. This is for this side of town.
Right.
Okay. These are the ones that are for on the other side of town over on the lights. These will not be lit because there is no outlet there and that would be an added expense. However, at night, there is a light there that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
They will be sending out a sample, okay, to verify that
it'll fit
because there is a 4.5 foot and a 5 foot. We're hoping that we can do the 4.5 because it's thinner.
Okay, good.
The material is thinner to do that. So
the ice cream, Trinity Woods and everything.
And
all the black lights over there.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. We did count yesterday. There's 24 on this side of town and there are 21, but we're asking for a little The ones on this side where we asked for a couple extra, mm-hmm. as well as over there. The bid that's in front of us, this is a little off, because the extras should be on the cheaper one.
Oh, all right.
The four extras should be 25 and 24, not 21 and 28. There isn't a big price difference, but it will be a little less. Okay. We will get a 28% discount on the holiday. But we will, the other part of this we're talking about is getting banners. And one of the things that we had talked about is to have the holiday ones up in the November, December, part of January. And then when they're taken down, is possibly having a banner, which is up there on the screen or they're in front of you. I personally want to take the one totally over to the right off of the table. And the reason that is even though it's not a compass on there, it really looks like northeast, and we're not northeast. So,
and take blue out. I like the maroon one. Mm-hmm. It looks like the shutters. It's almost the same color.
I like the maroon one too.
Looks like our shutters on the building.
We cannot get a discount on these banners. They are only for the holiday, but for all of it, like I said, it'll be a little less than this.
Okay.
For those four, and I'm saying a little less. Mm-hmm. It's not, because right now the one is $322.56 mm-hmm. per wreath with our discount, mm-hmm. and the bigger ones are at $378. So we're talking about what, $50?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So $200 less ish.
Right. Yep. They're not $500 a piece like they were.
No,
when we were there. So
yeah, they're marked down. So altogether, I don't see it on here. It's about $33,000 if you do all of it. But
$33,546.57.
Yeah. My thing is, as a board, what do you think on these banners? I know what I think of not to have, and I'll tell you what I think. Curtis, what do you think?
I'm still trying to, I'm still zooming in here looking, but I mean, the maroon's nice. The maroon is nice.
I do like it.
These are made with sail material. Mm-hmm. So they're guaranteed, even being out all the time, for that 15 year as well. Okay. But these would come down when the reefs go up, mm-hmm. they would go back up when the reefs aren't there. And here in the middle of town, when we put the shells in the summertime, the banners would come down there. But I'd like it to be that a lot of our residents that are over in the development know that they are part of Charlestown, even though that they have a Northeast address, because I hear that all the time.
Yes, because it was even on Facebook the other night. Do I live in Northeast or do I live in Charlestown? Yeah. And believe me, I put it out. You live in Charlestown. I really like that one.
The burgundy?
Yeah, the burgundy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jeff?
I like the burgundy too. The red one. Mm-hmm. I do.
Curtis, do you have one that you like?
I like the burgundy. I like the one next to the burgundy, the third. But burgundy's nice too.
I actually took an independent poll at work and it came down to those two.
Yeah.
I just
but
think
the maroon, it would stand out.
Mm-hmm. It does.
The one reason I'm drawn to that is because our town flag is not burgundy, but it is brown.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's
brown. Well, actually, there's our flag. And we all know.
Who looked at it?
It's not blue.
Well, so no well teachers are here. It was just me and Jeff Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he look at it?
That person?
Yeah, he said he doesn't know if that.
Richard's asking if he can talk. He's not.
It was just us talking.
And
that wasn't me.
It wasn't
me. No, I was wondering who that was. I thought it was somebody there.
One moment. Yes, Richard.
I'm a designer by profession.
Okay.
The maroon is a perfect color for the background, mm-hmm. but the type in a moving car is illegible.
Okay.
The one on the left, the one all the way on the left, welcome to, is an easy read.
Oh, no.
Trust me, I have designed billboards
okay.
for many, many years, and I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The welcome to Charlestown is just too fussy and won't be legible in a moving car.
Can I chime in? I like the first one if it was maroon.
Yeah.
Make the first one maroon and make the logo the actual logo because they turned the word Charlestown to a red.
That is the actual logo.
That's the old one. I just found out it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We did spin. Charlestown was supposed to be at the top. This is old.
Also on the maroon, the frou-frou stuff on the logo just clutches up the logo.
Oh.
It's the town seal, and you shouldn't mess with the town seal.
The little things at the top and the bottom. Yeah.
Okay. The one on the left is by far and away the simplest and cleanest, and you can put it on a maroon background.
I don't think it reads well.
That would be a great solution.
I like the font on the maroon one, but I like the blue first blue one better.
Mm-hmm.
I like the layout of it.
Since Lou has to leave, we'll talk a little bit more about the color. Are we okay with ordering everything?
Yes. You need me to make this.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we place this order with still Mosca. Okay. With Mosca.
We have to change it. It's about $200.
Okay. In the area of $33,546.57. For everything that we've listed here.
And we'll keep talking about the design here in a second.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Was there anything in the other building?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's go back to this design. Okay.
Thank you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
I like the Charlestown established in 1742 on there. I do like the burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
I think also, even on the burgundy, if we kept the burgundy, that it should have the black font too in the crest.
In the seal.
Does anybody like number three seal? I just like the seal on number three. I don't really like anything else. It kind of goes with the color theme that, I don't know. Number one, one's nice. Like you said, it's plain.
I don't like two and I don't like
five.
So it's down to one, three, and four. I understand what you're saying because it has the blue water on it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The lighter blue sky and darker blue water. Is that the actual logo?
Yes.
Okay. The only thing that's changed on that is that
the first one, and they just did a transparency
behind
the ship to let the color bleed through. Yeah, well, that shouldn't be. You should use the logo from the third one on the first one and make it maroon.
This is just a quick thing.
I thought we could only get this one in.
No. This is just a quick, like, hey.
I like the first one. That's what he CJ did. Yes. Yes, with the red. Yes, I like
it. So the seal on number three, the wording, the font on number one.
Yep.
And the color of number four.
Yep, that's
I think that's nice.
The other thing where it has welcome to, do we want historic Charlestown or do we want Charlestown established in 1742?
Well, the water tower says historic Charlestown.
Well, the historical number one, the number one, the way it says it, I think it looks fine.
Okay.
I think partly too because
it
says historic Charlestown, so it would relate.
Okay, so the seal You want
number three?
The seal on number three.
Yep.
The burgundy color with the font of number one.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Is that good?
I like it.
That sounds good. Back,
yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good. I like
it. Renee, you want to get a public comment from people on Zoom?
Yeah.
Is there anybody on Zoom that wanted to talk about the banner?
I'll just go through and unmute. So, Rob, do you have anything to comment?
Yeah, I apologize for not having a mute on. I thought I had it on there, but no, I agree. I think it'll look sharp.
Thank you. You have any comments on the banner, Rob?
I think what you've agreed with, what you've decided on, it will look perfect.
Okay. Robin, do you have any comments? Robin, I'm trying to unmute you. Just go ahead and get off mute if you have any comments. Tom, do you have anything?
You move things around so much. I don't know what you're looking at. What's going with what on there? But I did like the middle one.
Yeah, the middle one logo.
On and the seal.
And I would defer over to Richard. I think you did something in advertising for a lot. I would listen to what he's saying about as far as what's visually appealing and what actually can be seen. Because when we're sitting here looking at these things, like on a screen like this, it is much different than what's actually hanging up on the signs.
What CJ and Richard, who have graphic design, they were talking about the middle one's seal, the wording on number one with the font and everything on number one with the burgundy color.
From number four.
So it's a combination of one, three, and four.
Yeah, that would look good.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thelma, do you have any comment? Or sorry, Robin, I'll come back to you. You have any comment, Robin?
I think that would be perfect. It looks very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
All right, Thelma, do you have any comment?
I like what you guys are going with. I think number three is just way too busy. If you just use the logo with the number one flag, I think that's good. And then the other thing, just real quick, is just, I think if you stick with the colonial theme all throughout town, no matter what it is, you can't go wrong. Like if you have these flags every other pole and then leave every other pole open for your seasonal stuff. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think she's got a good point. You know, as we probably want to keep the flags up, the banners up as long as possible.
Yeah.
And on that side of Route 7, I think there's a way to do the overglow wreaths and keep the banner up.
It's a possibility.
Just something to think about.
On this side, what everybody needs to understand is the poles over there that we're using, all the black poles, are Delmarva poles. Mm-hmm. The ones that are on this side of town are Verizon and Delmarva poles, and we cannot use the Verizon poles. We can only use the Delmarva poles. That's why you'll see it's spaced out by like four poles with the lights are up. But it's not our choice. It's just who owns the pole. So I just want to make sure that you know that.
Use on this side.
Delmarva.
Okay, and on that side, they're all Delmarva.
They're all Delmarva. Part in Trinity, Jeff, mm-hmm. There are four poles mm-hmm. that are the big,
yes.
Okay. They don't have the black ones. We would be putting stuff up on those, but once you turn the corner to go towards the preserves and then Cool Springs and mm-hmm. Scott Gardens, that's where the black poles start.
Yep.
So I don't want you to think that we
No.
Okay. We went drove.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Is there anybody else online?
I don't think so. I think we got them all.
Okay. So are we in agreement then?
Yep.
Okay. So it looks like everybody, even with the audience, is the font for number one, the seal for number three, and the burgundy color for the four. Okay.
Good choice.
Sounds good.
Where are we now?
We go back to back up.
I know. Okay, Brian. Yeah.
Are they sure that that burgundy will not run?
Yes. Okay. It is made with a sailboat.
Sail
material, so it's not going to run.
The only other thing we thought of is like, give us some samples. Let's feel these materials. You know, for the bows, for the reeds.
They're going to be sending us the over the globe one as before we order, because of the 4.5 foot inner side or the inner versus the 5 foot. So we'll see the material on the ribbon too. And the reason they're sending us the sample for that is if it's 5 foot, it's a thinner, the wreath is thinner. So it's a possibility of it breaking. Yeah. So we're hoping that it is the 4.5.
Yeah.
So yes, we will see the ribbon. We will see that.
See the next banner they can send, any banner.
I will see about her sending that. I know that there were, like I said, they want, before they did a full order, they wanted to make sure about that because towns have gone, oh yeah, it's 4.5 and it really was 5. So they don't want to put a full order in for that. So I will talk to Nina about getting us a sample of the banner. All right, Brian, you want to talk about the backup generator?
Yeah, just an update. There were some concerns with the two things, I guess, with it. And we know this is an important job. We want these backup generators to work when we lose power, you know, at our two drinking water wells and our two sewage pump stations. There's some concerns about the size for the kilowatts estimated needed for these generators, as well as brands. So in the update, I don't have a whole lot to share. I mean, I haven't done any kind of like consumer reports research among the different brands. I mean, our electrician who gave us the cost estimate, that was the lowest responsible bid, I'll say. They like going with Generac. I'll just give you a quick synopsis of what they said. You know, why'd you pick Generac? You know, is what I asked them. They're generally clean and neat. They have one power feed connecting the generator to the service power. Or service panel rather, typically less labor involved to install them, relatively easy to maintain, they run quiet, and their service providers are readily accessible. Service contracts are easy to understand, and they come with a 7-year warranty. Remember how we talked about going with a diesel generator versus a propane fueled version? I did reach out to Alger Oil because we have a relationship with them and just asked them. They're going to get us some cost estimates for those propane tanks. I think one of the key things we learned in talking with Cecil County and the generators that they go with for their sewage pump stations, they like Kohler, by the way, the brand. But they said, you know, one thing you guys will want to make sure you understand is how much power or how much fuel do you need to power this generator to keep it going for at least 24 hours, right? That's a good threshold. Said to go by. So I asked Alger Oil, I said, all right, well, how big of a propane tank do we need to make sure that for the different size generators, we can run each one for 24 hours? So they'll get us numbers on that. And that's really all I had. I don't know if the commissioners have a concern about.
When we're doing this, mm-hmm. when the final bids, when you start putting the numbers in,
yeah,
the one that is at, over at the park, it's going to be Avalon, over yeah. at Avalon. Mm-hmm. It's going to be raised, right? So the final bid, okay, so it's going to be raised. And if we do put some type of tank there, they have to be raised as well.
Or anchored.
And they'll have to be kind of fenced in, so the general public isn't going to go touch.
Honestly, we've broached the subject, but we haven't really gone down this path too far yet is... especially for the wells. I mean, I think the sewage pump stations at Avalon, it's already got a gate around it. We need to make that gate a little bit bigger to house that. But especially for our two wells, we're thinking about, we're kicking around the idea of building like a little well house, if you will, like a structure, especially if we're going to have a tank in there. Something else to think about.
But I'm just saying that we put that all together when we're thinking about that in the final bid.
I have a question or a statement. So I think the issue is not necessarily the brand, but rather the sector that they're made for. Those Generacs are basically residential generators. So I think the other bid you had that was three times as much was for actually for commercial generators, which, you know, 7-year warranty is nothing when you're dealing with a commercial unit. So yeah, the old bid was a lot more, but it was actually the proper equipment for the job. I would probably recommend the commissioners reevaluate that old bid first and get someone to do a comparable between that, the equipment on that bid and the equipment on that much cheaper bid. The generators for these things is not something you want to do every 7 years. You want to put them in, maintain them, and know that they're going to work when the power goes out.
I would agree that we need to have, no matter what we do here in town, for any of this stuff needs to be the commercial. I'm sorry, Bobby.
I'm right here.
Yes.
If it's good enough for a fire department, I think it should be good enough for us.
We've got Verizon got Generac at the Ford Tower.
Yeah, but they're going to do one building, a whole town.
I think it needs to be comparative.
And there's five different ones.
I think it needs to be comparative.
I just figured I'd let you know that your fire department has.
Well, and the electrician really, I mean, they went and studied all the sites, just like the town engineer did, right? They both went and saw how much power was needed. The town engineer put a higher kilowatt generator. The licensed electrician is a lower kilowatt generator. I mean, when the pump and the motor only need so much power, there's nothing wrong with going higher kilowatt, but that's certainly
not much money.
I'm also thinking of future too. If we have something major happen, do we want extra stuff that we bounce off of it somehow?
Maybe an extra spell.
That they're bigger to be used up for other things, that we're thinking for things of the future, not just
saying like extra capacity for down the road.
Yes, not thinking of today, also thinking for the future.
Sure. Increasing the pump or the motor size, rather, right? Like we did at our well just recently, right? We went from 7.5 horsepower up to 10 horsepower.
Yes. And it's a possibility. We shouldn't just see this is what we're using today. We should also be thinking of the future, just like what we're doing with the stormwater plants. We should be thinking of not just,
right.
So we need to think about what horsepower potential.
This really wasn't discussed at the meeting, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to get one for the town hall. Because if you had a national emergency.
I'm kind of in agreement with that because right now is only over at the firehouse. Mm-hmm. And I know that we talked about way back when Isabel was here that was like command, but it might be good to consider something here so that we had something too.
Well, it could be a meeting point, you know, if you have a disaster, you know, people can come here and get.
I got a generator on my house. Right?
Yeah.
Putting that out there.
We can run a line down to you.
I have one too. Okay.
All right.
Is there any further?
No.
May I ask a question?
Sorry. Yeah. Who's that?
Rob Reinhart. The generators that you're looking at, if you're going to get a price, could you get a price, a total package? I know you're talking about propane, you're talking about diesel. You don't have a fair price until you have the generator bought, installed, the piping going to the generator, the propane tank set, compared to a generator that is ran by diesel, that the tank is part of the unit with the generator and it sets all on one pad by itself. Just a thought.
And one of the, thank you, Robert. One of the other things that we need to look at, and I hope it doesn't happen here in this county, but some counties in the state are now banning commercial propane and diesel in the next 3 years. So I don't know if the rest of the state's going to follow suit on that. And I'm really hoping that it doesn't.
That propane and natural gas?
Yeah, propane, all of it. They don't want
propane and diesel. Diesel to power them.
Solar, they want us to solar.
Right, Texas did well with the solar when the cold weather hit. So
I'm not in agreement with that. I think that we're not ready to do any all that. I think everybody's like, personally, I don't think we as a country are ready to get rid of certain things, especially in rural areas. But I just want to put that out there. There are two counties so far in the southern part of the state that have banned. The only exception they'll allow propane is in restaurants. Everything else has, in apartment buildings, everything, it needs to go.
Wow. So, you know, just those three things, because Rob brings up a good point about a total package. I mean, obviously, when we spend money, especially when it's this amount,
yes,
we want to try to make it as comparable as possible.
Correct.
You know, I can get numbers from Alger about the propane tank hookup, try to cover that piece. Town engineer already gave us the diesel generator price. We didn't get into service contracts. You know, whatever that cost.
And reach out to some of the other companies, not just the ones that we use.
When you say companies, you mean
like
different electricians or?
And even the propane and diesel. Okay.
And then the whole renewable energy conversion. Now, we could also ask the town engineer for assistance in helping us prepare.
I'm hoping that we don't go there. I'm just saying two counties have already done it internally.
I think this is an important job. I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all this information quickly. We could ask the town engineer for help. They'll obviously charge us money.
I think we need, I'm just throwing that out there. I think the generators need to come, and if we need to convert at a later date, we will. Okay. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Good question. We want to think long range. We want to get it done. We don't want to miss anything.
And I'm hoping that it's grandfathered in. And it's not like it's going to be running all the time other than the monthly check, right? Isn't it monthly?
Weekly.
It's a startup month.
Weekly.
Is it weekly?
Yep, once a week for 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
I know they started up. I don't know.
It's usually once a week.
I knew they had to start up just to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start up to go. Hey.
Yep.
But that's, I just want to make sure that when we're getting, and Robert is right, the package needs to be complete on setting the tanks, making sure that we have the fences upright, that they're raised where they need to raise. If we need to put in the building that we're putting stuff in, it's with exhaust and everything, that all needs to be a total package.
But even just as an example for like propane, to get three different cost estimates from propane companies, it gets to be a lot.
Still needs to happen.
Okay.
It's going to be over $10,000. So, yes.
Do you think it's a good idea to ask the town engineer for assistance getting all this together? If I could, then you want me to do it?
Yeah. Sooner than later, I know. Add that to your lovely check.
Okay. You might want to see if you can get Wi-Fi monitoring for the propane also. That way you don't have to worry about someone keeping an eye on that.
Because that ties into the service time frame.
Well, you should check on it because it is available to some company.
The part of it is to work with the county to get the monitoring on there. It's the county has a contract with that for the septic.
Is it Wi-Fi already?
What was the Wi-Fi?
SCADA. It's a monitoring system on the propane tanks.
It's
where it sends a signal to the propane
SCADA.
You would need, propane delivered instead of like Bobby and them going out to check on them. It's only a suggestion. I mean,
thank you. The drainage system maintenance program.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Curtis. Did you want to say anything about the? I apologize. Squirrel moment. Do you want to say anything about the generators?
The only thing I say is, as long as the unit's going to work, and you almost got to look at it this way. Generac, I don't know much about them. I don't use generators like that, so I don't really know. But you got to look how long they've been in business. Are they good equipment? You just got to look into stuff like that. You can't just assume it's good equipment because your neighbor's got it. You do got to look into it and make sure it's good. Do research. Ryan should do some research to make sure, what kind of rating they got on them. But Generac has been around a long time. As long as the unit's big and it's commercial grade, I don't see us having any problems. But most of the companies that deliver the fuel, whatever types they're delivering, they normally give you a little sensor that goes on there that shoots it back to the company to tell them that you're getting low. So it's normally part of their deal. It's nothing that you actually buy for the unit. It's whoever you're using for the fluids, diesel, propane, they normally give that to you for you. They actually put it, it's a wireless sensor for them to know. Other than that, I think, just do what's right for the town. We don't want to go too cheap, but we don't want to go broke buying it because someone thinks it's a better brand. As long as it's a good brand, it's going to last and it works. That's what I think. But other than that, we're good to go, I guess.
Okay. So you'll get that information. All right, Brian. The drainage system maintenance program, is this you and Bobby?
Yeah, I just wanted the commissioners to see, again, this is just an update. We received, just like potholes, we received complaints about clogged inlets or stormwater pipes, and people say, when are you going to get around to my neighborhood?
Amen.
We're still in the process of basically coming up with a complete map of where all our inlets and stormwater pipes are. We're pretty close. Once we have that done, we intend on visiting each part and figuring out what needs to be addressed. It's one of those things where we know there could be a lot to do and we just have to prioritize. We are using our book. The 2019 study from KCI Engineers, stormwater vulnerability assessment. Bobby's been doing a good job of checking stuff off the list, things that we could do. There's still some things left from that book that was identified. As an example, sometimes an inlet needs a new grate or a new lid installed. There are still things we have to do there. Some things we notice throughout town is we have some stormwater pipes and inlets on private property. I know Holly Beach Campground, for example, comes to mind as being one. We also have some inlet and stormwater pipes in state road right-of-ways that need attention, kind of like paving that section there in front of Market Street Cafe. I mean, we'll have to work some of that out as far as maintenance goes. So once we get around to these different inlets and pipes, we have to come up with a strategy and a schedule for addressing them. Right? That's part of how we're going to prioritize. And some we can shovel out by way. Some are going to, especially stormwater pipes that go under a road for a piece. I mean, you look at the edges of it and you say, I think that's about 50% clogged, or you come up with a determination whether or not you need a jetter to spray in there, and you look at the material of that pipe too to factor in the, how much do you spray so as to not deteriorate the pipe any further. There are inlet boxes too that get the fines in there, those millings, real fine gravel that need to be too much work to shovel out by hand. We think that these vacuum trucks will be good for us to clean those out. So we're in the process of prioritizing what needs to be done. And Bobby, he did find a truck for rent, which is kind of nice. You do need a CDL license to operate it, but we figure out that there may be ways to solve that hurdle. Vacuum truck rentals here in Cecil County rents that for $1,200 a day.
Are we going to do that, or can we talk to another town?
We're talking all kinds of stuff. He went Elkin might be able to bring in their truck again. The town might be able to bring in their stuff. But the one from Elkin doesn't have the jetter. So this is a way for us to get our hands on the jetter. So the only thing that's going to do is do the
county pump. The county has the jet pump jetter, right?
And it's just like that truck there that you can rent. So you can take any option. But you'd have to have every place that truck had to go, or the county's truck had to go. So you would have to, like Brian's saying, prioritize the areas that you're going to be at. So you're not wasting $1,200 or the county time or the Elkin time. So he's trying to put it in a scheduling, which, and we know right where we're going to, because we don't know which ones are real bad and which ones aren't. That's what he's saying, right?
I almost think it would be better to work with the county or a town. One, they own it. Two, they know the piece of equipment. I'm not saying that you don't. I'm not.
No, this comes with a guy.
Okay.
The guy comes. He does. We've already used other things. Our guys have had our hands on these trucks.
Okay.
On machines before. Not necessarily that truck, but we've been around it with.
Okay.
They go get water mains. So, I mean, it's not something that we're just going to go get. He's going to go pick it up. And it's not something. We're hoping to do it where we only have to do that, but at least that gives you an option, because the only other person that has a truck like that is Lego, and that's a little bit of money start coming here.
Okay.
Just an option. Just do it out there.
Something to think about here in the future. I don't know if you got word back from Dewberry or not. We have a due out because of the grant that we received, that we have to have our town, based on what we are working with stakeholders and our surveys, the town is separated into 9 parts. The end of June, they can only get us 3 of those totally mapped out, part of the grant. I asked Brian to find out how much it would cost to get the other 6 sections so that we know all of it that we're working with. The 3 sections that we need to think about, and I'm hoping to get something together by the next meeting, is dealing with property damage, potential property damage because of the water, and infrastructure. I'll get Brian to send out to all the commissioners the 9 sections. The one main one that I'm thinking about is Peddler's Run, because it puts 10 feet of water out on Route 7 and it comes through the center of town and blocks off the center of town and goes back behind here and down into. I'm not sure about the other ones. I know what I think, but we as a board need to discuss this, and it might be a working group night that we sit down and talk about it. There's still a lot more information that we need to get, but I just wanted to give you an update on that. And Brian is trying to find out how much it would be to do the other parts, because I still think we need to have a comprehensive plan for the entire town. Curtis, do you have anything to say about that?
No, I agree with you.
Jeff?
I agree.
That's it.
Because in the long run, we're still going to need to know what the other six sections are, because it all comes together. I mean, I know one thing that I'm learning through this process is that you actually need to start from the lowest point and move your way up. I thought it was the other way around. That's some of the other things. I'm hoping at the next public meeting that they show the flood map that they showed us. Very interesting. and where the flooding will come in the future.
Just to clarify real quick, Renee, there's two models. One is just when rain hits the land, what does it do?
Yes.
The other is what when rain hits the land and goes underground, what does it do? And that underground model is where the engineers have broken up the town into nine sectors, and the grant can only pay for us studying three. And that's why we're asking, all right, how much is it going to cost to do the other six?
Yes. Like I said, I still think we need to do all nine sections. And part of that is when they get back with you, how much longer it would take to do the other six sections. And I don't want, since they're working on it and knowing what is going on with the town, I think cohesiveness, it's just an add-on to that. I don't know how the other commissioners feel about that, but that's just how I feel.
Nope.
And that's working with Dewberry.
But you haven't gotten anything back. And I know
he responded and said, I'll get back to you.
Yeah. the Corps of Engineers, I know they're working on some big projects down in Baltimore that have taken priority through the state. They have offered to do one of these projects as well. So that would be a fourth section. So that kind of helps too. So just putting that out there to give an update.
I guess last item on the agenda is MML conference plans. And I think what we did last year is all the town commissioners went. One employee, I went part-time. I went one day instead of three. Yeah, we want to just try to get a better idea who all wants to go so we can reserve these conference rooms sooner rather than later. In your packet, you'll see hotel reservations started January 17th, so we're already a month late. you want to get a good hotel down there in Ocean City.
I want the same place I went to because it's a block and a half away from, and it's cheap. I'm on the bay side, not on the ocean side.
Okay, check. Got it. Jeff?
I'll let you know.
All right. Curtis?
I know you didn't like where I stayed, so.
I'll let you know on that, but if I do go, I'm going to stay at the same spot I was.
Okay. That helps me plan a little bit. I know we don't have all five commissioners here, but I mean, in concept, we want to plan on perhaps all five going and how many town employees?
That's up to you. I know Kathy is working on getting her Academy of Excellence classes.
Me too.
And Brian is too. And there's only so many classes that are taught in the summer class, and there's only so many classes that are at the fall. So I'm already graduated from that, but I still learn other things from the classes. So. And so, I'm pretty much in the conference center the entire 3 days. I don't see the beach. I guess, Curtis, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't have nothing to add. Sorry, it takes a while to unmute on this. I don't know why.
No. Jeff.
I just wanted to touch base on the speed cameras. Did you guys get the email that I asked Ryan to send out?
No, I don't remember seeing.
Remember I told you there was a representative. There's a representative down in the house, one's house, and he's trying to get it changed to 1/10 of a mile from the school limit. Not a half a mile. 1/10. Yeah. Yeah, you need to check in on that. I saw it on the news. It was on Channel 13 News.
And Jeff said, I guess there's a bill being proposed.
There's a bill being proposed. I can't remember the guy's name, but he wants to change it from a half a mile from the school zone to 1/10 of a mile. Yeah, that's a big difference. Where you can put that camera. So if you're thinking about putting it by CJ's house, it'd probably be out of the question. It probably couldn't even get the Richards over here, probably.
Is so it that's just a big in the process?
But he's introducing legislation, I think.
And I haven't, I'm sorry, I didn't email about that.
Right.
The other to do on speed cameras is just getting some feedback from the town attorney on the agreement.
Right.
Because we had issues with the term. And
I did have issues with that because it's not exact. That's not what was presented to us. I will say that.
I like to say, you know, 1/10 of a mile is nothing. You're going to be stuck at the school. That's it.
I mean, I will tell you, a lot of the schools in like Baltimore County, the cameras are sitting
right at
the school property.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's why he's introducing this legislation. He's saying that these towns are using them to make money. That's what his argument is, I think. So you guys can look it up online if you want. I saw on the news. I just thought it's something that everyone should know because we talked about this, remember? They even had the circle to show where they could put it. So to me, that makes a difference if I'm going to vote for this thing, right? You know? Of course.
That and the sheriff's office would have to review the photos.
Exactly.
And I've asked them, especially since their agreement is coming up for renewal this time of year. I asked him, I said, how does that affect our agreement if you guys review these photos for us? I haven't heard back yet, but I mean, that's another thing we need to find out.
There's a lot of ifs with this thing. I just want everybody to be aware of that new legislation that's coming up. It could definitely affect where we could use them at. So
if you look in Perryville, they just had them installed recently and they're real close to the schools.
Right.
There's none far away from the school. It's only on the same road where the school is and then down where the other school is.
It could be a grandfather thing too. I mean, like you said before, if we put them in now and then they change the rule, then they could say, well, a new or, you know, it could say the existing ones could
there's
be
a lot of ifs.
A lot of ifs, yeah, I agree.
You're making me do research.
I just wanted you guys to know, that's all. I just wanted everybody to be aware of it, that there might be a complication with it. That's all I have.
Yeah. That doesn't work. You want to open it up to Zoom, Brian?
Yes. You want to check with Curtis? Is there any other commissioner updates? I guess he didn't. All right. You want to do public comment here in the room first, or
Zoom?
You want to do Zoom first? Okay. Robin, it looks like you're unmuted. Do you have anything?
No comment, but thank you.
How about phone number
443-553-3459?
That's Ursula. Hi, Ursula.
Hello.
Do you have anything for public comment?
No, I have no comment. Thank you. No comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
She not feeling well?
Yes, that's a first.
Staying
out of love,
Ursula.
How about Rob Reinhardt?
Do
you have any comment?
No, not at this moment. Thanks for letting me listen in.
Thank you.
Thelma, you have any comment?
Just a little bit. I was thinking about what you're talking about graffiti and the skate park. Couple different things. The skate park, when it was put in, I think it was like some teens' ideas. This would be a really good thing. And they could see, you know, this is neat how you can initiate something. But is there a monitoring plan before it was installed? And what was it? I mean, trash is a problem, which was kind of like a given. Graffiti is a problem. And noise for the residents right there is a problem. So I don't know how that's all going to be addressed, but I hope it is. And I did see graffiti down at the town pier. Could be nothing. The word gang was in it, but it could be innocent, but it could be a start of something. And then the large fires that are in the woods by the beach camera, I don't know if that's private property or what the deal is, but for instance, like at 11:30 at night on a Friday, you've got the big blaze and people hanging out. And then 1 o'clock the next day, you still see smoke coming out like a smolder. So I don't know what's going on there, if it's a responsible group or not, or maybe it's some of our business because it's private property. I don't know. And then the other thing was just about the town decorations. I think I already said that if you just stick to a theme like the colonial theme, you can't go wrong. But I think if you start incorporating a little bit of the Jersey Shore, a little bit of the colonial, a little bit of this or that, it's going to be kind of patch quilt like. I just think like it would have a lot of class if whatever we do, we stick to the colonial theme, like other, you know, like Old Newcastle and Alexandria, Virginia, just stick that, I was thinking. And that was it. And I appreciate you letting me give my input. And thanks for all you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom, do you have any comment?
Yeah, back in 2014, you had the URS company did an exhaustive study, and then they did a proposal for the town. And in those proposals, they did have a complete generator setup, pads, security fence, wherever it was on there. So I don't know if the bid that we got from the new company was a follow-up of that and just a recost estimate of the new generators. So that might, again, be closer to a real number as opposed to the other one. So that's one thing to look at to see what the second proposal or the updated one we got from them, if all that was included in there.
Brian.
Yeah, that study, that's what AECOM, they used to be URS when they did that study. And AECOM said, hey, what we did back in 2014, we're just giving you new cost estimates for. But that's, you know, assuming going with diesel generators, right? We still need to do the propane, which at first glance, it seemed like propane was going to be less expensive than to go with diesel. But, I mean, we can look at that in more detail.
Well, I will say one thing about diesel compared to propane. Propane will not gel up and get cold like diesel fuel does. And diesel fuel will go bad, whereas propane will not. So if you leave diesel fuel in there, you have to keep it, you know, you have to keep an additive in there to keep it, yeah, water, keep it from the water, right? So, but it also really gets really, really cold. It'll get thick and it won't pump.
And Tom,
but propane won't go, right, Bob? Is that correct when I say it?
Yeah.
That's the only argument I'd say against between propane and diesel fuel.
I don't know if the original study looked at service contracts.
Right,
though.
Right.
And that's another thing I think we want to think about this time around. But yeah, I'll revisit that study, certainly.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Who's next? Is that everybody up there?
Alex, yeah, I think that's everybody. On Zoom.
I don't really have a comment, but I do. Well, I sort of do have a comment. If the town owns land between Market Street and the firehouse, I would talk to the town attorney and see if there's any liability against drunk drivers parking there. People coming out, getting in their cars and driving, kill somebody. Is the town partly responsible because the town owns the land and it doesn't have control over it? I think a good lawyer could make a great case.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think it would make sense to try. Because look, the only person that's, you're going to run Market Street out of business if you try to sell it to anybody else besides them. They have to have that parking or they have no business. So I would try to work out a deal somehow with Bobby and Chip to work that out so that they're responsible for that land.
Can you split it lengthwise?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I kind of ran my mouth during the meeting. That's how I felt.
Prosper. Wow. Nothing?
Well, my questions would deal with money. But stormwater management, to me, the town owners have a responsibility to make some corrections besides the town. And, you know, you're jumping on money, and that's always a difficult way to go. People don't like to spend money when they don't feel they're responsible. And all the people in this town have some responsibility, but, you know, it does vary with the homeowner. That's it.
Thank you, Prosper.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Any alibis? No alibis? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second there, Curtis?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Yep. Everybody have a good night.
See you in 2 weeks.
Nope. See